The 1-0. Swing and a ground ball through. It's over. Cody Clemens wins it with a walk-off single to right. And the Phillies beat the Rays 2-1. They come rushing out of the dugout.
Thank God. Welcome on in. It is the final out, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. Jack Fritz hanging out with you here on this Monday night, reacting to a Phils win that they escaped. There was some drama. There was an almost great play by Johan Rojas and some more controversy surrounding the one and only Bryce Harper. Let's get to the game wrap-up, sponsored by Blaser Swiss Lube and Kravitz, the metalworking fluid specialists, providing professional CNC machine cleaning, coolant maintenance programs, and waste coolant disposal. Krevitz.online, 215-592-9494 to get in if you're stuck in traffic, and would love to hear from you. Obviously, that was a tight ball game, one where the offense wasn't there, and we have another hero stepping up. 215-592-9494 to get in. But the biggest takeaways of the game, brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. And it's like I just said, like, they survived tonight. Tonight was not a masterclass. I'm happy they got out of there with the win, losing three straight. You know, having what happened on Saturday where Noel didn't have it, what happened yesterday where they just didn't show up to the ballpark, and then the offense just downright struggling tonight. I think there would have been a little bit like, oh, what are we doing? What are we doing? The bad Phillies are back. And I don't think tonight exactly, you know, made everyone feel all warm and fuzzy inside. But at least they right at this point of the season, survive in advance. You're dealing with some injuries. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. But they just have to survive, tread water, keep the Mets and the Braves at bay, and lock up one of those one or two seeds. Like, it's all that matters at this point. We are in get to the postseason mode, but they have to do it in the best possible way. Mets win again tonight, so you know, it's still seven games. Braves lose, so they fall further behind, and the Brewers are idle. But again, not a great game. Like, the offense was pretty dreadful. Schwarber stepped up in a big moment, like, you know, giving them the lead. Obviously, Rojas makes an almost great catch, and then Cody Clemens steps up big in the ninth. Like, they escaped, but I think if you're one of the people that are worried about this offense, or this is going to be an offense that's going to hold them back, tonight didn't exactly calm me down about that fear. Now, they are banged up, but at the same time, there's enough guys in the lineup that the offense should be able to produce. Like, that Rays lineup, they can't produce. That is a dreadful offensive team. The Phillies should have enough there, but it's going to be bumpy. Like, I have that feeling in my gut of this isn't over. Like, glad they won tonight. You know, they kept a little bit of a stiff arm on the Mets, but this doesn't feel over. And the way that the offense has kind of calmed down here the last couple of games, what they're dealing with, pitching might have to carry them for a little bit, because it feels like we're going to go through one of these spells at just the wrong time. But again, Cody Clemens continuing to deserve a playoff roster. I mean, Cody Clemens has provided winning plays. Like, that's a winning ball player. And the Buddy Kennedy, I mean, listen, the fans chanting Buddy, but like, it's beautiful. That's beautiful. Into Cody chance at the end of the game. Like, I would bet you, if you're driving home listening to this, I would bet you the 40 some thousand at CBP tonight, maybe 5% knew who Buddy Kennedy was. So, you know, getting that going, he worked a professional at bat. They grinded one out, and ultimately, they picked up Bryce. Let's get to the second biggest takeaway of the game. Is Bryce just can't do that. And I know after the game, you know, Rob Thompson said that he came up to him and apologized. I think you saw the clip on NBC Sports Philly. Bryce, after the game, talking to Rob Thompson, saying, "That's on me." And while I appreciate that, it's also not the first time this has happened. And when Bryce says yesterday after the game, like, this is a race for the division, and we're going for the division, and, you know, every game matters, and then that happens, it's just like, come on, man. Like, it can't be both those things. And unfortunately, there's been more of that this year, and in that kind of spot, it's just like, I know you want to hit the awesome walk-off home run, but you haven't hit a home run in a month, and you've been struggling to drive the baseball. Like, in all likelihood, you probably didn't hit a home run there. He smoked it. Like he, but if Bryce is healthy, that's probably a home run. But he's not healthy. So, like, in that moment, you know, I think it goes further just sprinting and going to second base rather than, I don't know. It's just, if it was the first time, I think we'd be able to excuse it away. But it's just like, it feels like once a month we're having a conversation about this. And the way he talked yesterday and him being one of the leaders of this team and him being a lead by example kind of guy, like that kind of stuff, it rubs people the wrong way. It just does. Like, that's a big moment. You get on second base there, and you just give it – like, listen, they picked him up. We were able to exhale. He gets let off the hook a little bit, you know, but still, in that moment, in that spot, he has to be better. And I just hope it doesn't show up in a postseason game, because that's the big concern here, is it going to show up at the wrong time? And they could have lost tonight. And I know people will be like, well, Castellanos struck out, whatever. Who knows how that goes if Bryce Harper is on second base. Like, it just can't happen. And it's happened too many times this year. And I don't. I would like to say I think he's going to not do it anymore, but I'm not sure. It's part of the Bryce Harper experience is you know, living up to the moment. And we're all about make baseball, you know, cool. He's part of that movement. So I know people are frustrated by it. I'm frustrated by it. I wish it wouldn't happen. Can't happen in that situation. But, you know, I still think the good continues to outweigh the bad with Bryce. And I think that's one of the things you got to kind of live with. And the final thing here, and he is my player of the game, sponsored by South Jersey Gas Conserve, helping customers and the community save energy and money. Visit southjerseygas.com/conserve. And that is Chris Sanchez. Chris Sanchez was brilliant tonight, and he continues to just be money at home. Money at home. And he's continuing. I think it's going to be a talking point. I just do, you know, given how good he's been at home. Like, who gives you a better chance to win a game two at home? You know Wheeler's going to give you a good chance in game one. You feel great about that. But Chris Sanchez's ERA is under two at home. It might be like the 1.7s at home. Either way, like, he was just dealing again tonight, and he's in a nice little rhythm. You know, fastball's getting up to 96, but he's, like, getting up on guys. And I just – he's a real treat to watch pitch right now, and I think it's something they have to think about. Like, Nola is a seasoned guy. Like, I trust him on the road. The difference between Chris Sanchez on the road and Chris Sanchez at home, it's a couple blow-up starts on the road, but there's enough there. It hasn't really happened at home. He's a different guy at home. And he just continues to be an absolute steal. That contract is gonna age really, really well. And he continues to be underrated, flying under the radar, and just being a damn good pitcher for this baseball team. 215-592-9494 to get in. If you're stuck in traffic, we'd love to hear from you. On the other side, we'll get to some injury stuff, plus more lights out stuff from One Philly. It's the final out on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
For his off-the-field efforts. Here's a swing and a high drive deep right center, and that will untie the game. How's that for the first hit of the night? His 34th home run of the season into the upper bullpen. And Kyle Schwarber gives the Phillies a 1-0 lead.
As he's done a lot in his Phillies tenure, is Kyle Schwarber stepping up a bit and hitting a big home run. And he just continues to be kind of the heartbeat of this team. You know, when they need him, chips are a little bit down. I feel like Schwarber's always there to pick him back up. So he's just been a great signing. And he's still one home run away from setting the all-time record for leadoff home runs in a season. He's tied with Alfonso Soriano. And it'd be pretty disappointing at this point if he didn't get there. But either way, Schwarber's hitting like some tanks too. Like some real tanks. I mean, we always talk about June Schwarber. I mean, Schwarber in September. Schwarber-Denver. I mean, I believe his OPS is over 1,500. Like, he's had a ridiculous, ridiculous start to September. I think that's his sixth home run in September. But regardless, I mean, just unbelievable stuff per usual from Kyle Schwarber and doing his thing. Let's go to the phones here. Hey, let's talk to our guy, Black Greed. What's happening, BG?
Nolo! I've never had one, but I'd like to figure out how we could do an intervention for Bryce. Like, can we, like, get it, like, a thing together? Like, just tell him that he's not on, like, he's like on vacation or something, right? Like, he's making these mental errors. When's the last time you hit a home run?
Well, it was like, exactly a month ago.
So and we all know your greatness, Bryce. Like, I know this is every game counts, and we've got to – but you right now are not you. Like, injuries aside, whatever's wrong with him, he's got to take a step back, and he won't do it because he feels like he's got to lead and be a part of the team, and he doesn't realize he's hurting the team. Is he hurting the team, or am I just crazy?
Well, I mean, he's hitting like 313 in this stretch and with an 820 OPS. So he's not killing them, and they are 18-11 in that stretch, but like – you're getting a watered down version of Bryce without the home run pop.
It's just you and me right now. I'm talking about the vibes, baby. How does it feel?
Wow,
it doesn't feel like Bryce. It feels like if something's nagging you, get it right for the postseason.
Well, my hope is they're trying to just lock up the division, and then he can just sit the last like week of the season. I think it's a mistake. I would try to get him as much time. Like, him playing the whole game yesterday when they're getting blown out was a little much. I give him credit for battling through it. I think he gets credit for that. But, like, I also want to make sure he's Bryce in the postseason. I think that's what's being lost right now.
Yeah, and if we get that first place position, you know, more home games to give Sanchez that home power juice, because he's a homeboy. I don't know what his bed must be comfortable, boy. His bed must be real comfortable, because he's out here, he be working. And it's just good to see them fight through it and get the George W. You know what I mean? I just want my guy arrested. So work on that intervention for me, Nolo.
I will.
You got the ear to people. Fix it.
I will. Appreciate the phone call, BG. There he goes. And I will say, Rob Thompson, I think, has gotten heat in the last couple of years of not being a guy that will show emotion or does he hold these guys accountable, blah, blah, blah. You know, that was if you saw the clip of him when Bryce did it, it's probably the most emotion I've seen outside of like a win from Rob Thompson in the dugout. He's usually pretty stoic. Like, he knows, and Bryce knows. And it's such a tough thing because, like, on one hand, of course, like, run it out. Like, you have to run it out in that situation. I also think that Bryce knows that as well. So you just hope that he learns from it, and you hope that, it didn't come back to bite them today. It didn't, they picked him up. You know, sometimes baseball is about picking up your teammates, but I at least like that everyone was kind of on the same page of like, that's not acceptable. It's not like they just shied away from it. It felt like Thompson talked about it after the game. I don't think Bryce has talked, or I don't know if he will talk, but like, it seems like they're all kind of on the same page of that can't happen. Again, it's important that he can be held accountable so that everyone in the clubhouse knows that that stuff is not acceptable. So hopefully everyone's better going forward, but at the same time, like, it's happened a good amount this year. Now, tonight was probably the most egregious, and I think it was the most that people saw. So maybe it gets a little bit of a heightened sense of it. The Injury Report is sponsored by the Plumbers Union Local 690, protecting the health of the nation. Visit plumbers690.org. And there was this injury report is continuing to kind of grow here. Now, Estevez took a ball off the knee, which, like, he finished out that inning. Credit to him. That's going to hurt tomorrow. I don't think he's going to be available tomorrow. So Estevez smoked off the knee, and we'll see where he's at, but I don't think he's going to be good to go tomorrow. Bohm said before the game that he's getting over his last hurdle, apparently, but he also talked about how in the last like week, like, it's felt like a hammer has been hitting his wrist, which again, we talked about this on High Hopes today, by the way. If you're ever looking for a Phillies podcast, check out High Hopes. It's just me and Seltzer nerding out about baseball all the time. He, like, the way they talk about injuries has been so frustrating this year, because it's like, it's always, yeah, like, he's fine. He was back in the clubhouse. He was fine. He'll be back in there tomorrow or maybe the next day. And then all of a sudden they're on the IL. It's why this JT thing. So JT also is banged up. You know, missed a couple games over the weekend. Some swelling in his right knee. And Rob Thompson said today he could start at the – he could play by the start of the Mets series. And at this point, I'm like, I don't believe that. You know, I assume now the worst with these Phillies injuries, but they're starting to pile up. The offense, I mean, when the bottom of the lineup is – now, Clemens obviously had the big hit tonight, which we appreciate, but he was in a little bit of a slump. But Clemens, Stubbs and Rojas is not exactly the most inspiring bottom of the lineup, but obviously Cody Clemens came up big tonight, and they got some contributions again. I mean, like Weston Wilson grounded up, but like Thompson's being more aggressive with shuffling some guys in and out of that thing, and obviously left Cody in there, and Cody did a job. Let's go to Jack in Westchester. What's happening, Jack?
What's going on, Fritz? First things first, if you remember, gosh, it must have been about 10 years ago at this point, Westtown Legion American Express team. I was the second baseman. You were one of our assistant coaches.
Did I scream leader of men?
You know what? You might have. Like I said, it's been a while. But I've been following your career ever since then.
Good catching up, brother.
Anyways, to continue the Bryce Harper conversation, listen, was it good not running out that ball? No, I'm not happy about it, but I'm not worried about it in the long term. What I am worried about in the long term is that elbow or whatever is bothering him right now.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I know back in 2022 he went into that postseason and ended up literally going off, but I mean, I'm just worried about him long term. If he just continues to get banged up year after year, I don't know. And just for this postseason, I trust that he'll figure it out, but I don't know. It is starting to be a little bit of a concern for me.
Well, I think the thing that's tough about this one, like the hit in the face and hit in the hand, like that's kind of out of control, but it's kind of like Embiid. Now, the difference between him and Embiid is that he's gone off in the postseason and Embiid hasn't really done that, but it is a lot of little things. My bigger concern overall with Bryce, like long-term health-wise, continues to be the back. Because of how violent he swings. But, yeah, I mean, it seems like every single year around this time he's dealing with something heading into the postseason. It's funny. I mean, he's been – again, people hate when I bring this up because people don't like numbers. But he has the ninth highest OPS in the history of playoff baseball. He's done it with a torn Tommy John ligament in 2022 and a wrist problem in 2022 and then a recovering Tommy John last year. So I'm with you. Like, it's definitely – like, when – people mock him for the contract thing, but it makes you worried about like the idea of extending him. And I just hope that we can get a really fully healthy Bryce here, because this year felt like it was going to be an MVP, and then he pulled his hamstring, has not hit a home run since injuring his wrist and stuff. It stinks.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully, I mean, this year I'm not necessarily completely concerned. Like I said, it's just down the road. I'm slightly concerned, but I was down at the ballpark tonight. Vibes were awesome. The buddy chants were just amazing. The Cody chants following it up were just amazing.
Yeah.
It was good vibes all around for the most part.
Well, they needed the win, Jack, and I appreciate the phone call. Listen, when I was assistant coach on 13U Legion Baseball, we would not have stood for the Bryce Harper non-hustle in the ninth. Yeah, it would have been pulled immediately. That's called accountability. I want to talk about a guy who is continuing to really shine and develop into a really, really key member of this bullpen, and it continues to bear out, is Orion Kerkring. I mean, it was a fast inning. He's had a couple of these where it's just a fast inning. Like, it's just bang. Orion Kerkring's just out of it. And, like, he's done such a nice job. He's in a good spot with that sweeper where he can, you know, try to bury it and really get on top of it and add some spin to it to get a strikeout. Or he can just try to get – he can just flip it in there for strike one. Like, he's doing a much better job of, like, varying the looks of that pitch on top of, obviously, the fastball. But, like, I think his last 10 appearances, he hasn't allowed a run. And when you start piecing together this bullpen, you start seeing, you know, who are guys you can trust in October. Like, I think you're starting to feel much better about a lot of these guys than you were a month ago. Like, Strom was in his moment. Hoffman had a moment where he was struggling. Estevez, when he got here, and still, like, not lockdown. But I think Kerkering's development, I really like what I've seen from Jose Ruiz. I can't pull the trigger on this is a high leverage guy, but hey, if they have a one run lead in the sixth or the fifth of a playoff game and you want to go get one of the starters, I think Jose Ruiz I trust more than I don't heading into that kind of spot. So hopefully Alvarado can turn it around, but like, you're starting to see the makings of at least a pretty competent bullpen here for the Phillies, and Orion Kerkering is a huge, huge part of that. 215-592-9494 to get in. We'll get your phone calls on the other side, plus the play of the game, and a look ahead to tomorrow, all on the final lap before handing things off to Jody Mack here on Sports Radio 94 WIB.
The 1-0.
Swing and a ground ball through. It's over. Cody Clemens wins it with a walk-off single to right. And the Phillies beat the Rays 2-1. They come rushing out of the dugout.
What a moment. Welcome on back. It is the final out, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. Jack Fritz hanging out with you on this Monday night, reacting to a Phil's win, of course. The Cody Clemens walk-off, the play of the game, sponsored by Mike's Amazing, the official mayo and mustard of the Phillies. And I continue to feel good for Cody Clemens. He gives off real winner vibes, and he continues to remind me of Greg Dobbs. He's going to be Dobbs 2.0 for this Phillies team. And what I like about Cody Clemens, in a perfect – well, yes, obviously this is like not the biggest take in the world. In a perfect world, he's not starting in the postseason – but, man, like for a guy like Johan Rojas, and if they're stuck in a situation like they were in Game 7 last year, being able to bring a guy like him off the bench that can work in at bat, that has a bit of a clutch gene, that you feel like he's going to, again, put together a professional at bat, that kind of stuff just matters. Continues to work his way into a playoff roster spot. And then, again, you know, we'll see how Mundo looks when he comes back. I assume he's going to be fine. Like, there's some makings of a pretty decent bench here. I wonder if, listen, Buddy Kennedy, don't let Buddy Kennedy heat up. Obviously, Austin Hayes on the mend. I don't know. Weston Wilson has really cooled off, you know, since his little run about 2 weeks ago. But either way, just Cody Clemens continuing to impress. I think the more he starts, the more he's going to get exposed. But at least as a bench player, as someone who these guys, I think, rally around and trust. I continue to trust Cody Clemens. It was funny, during the break, I was talking to Francisco, and I feel like, so I coached a 13-year-old Legion team, and I feel like all they just call me now, which is hilarious, because now, like, that was about 10 years ago at this point, and I just remember one thing, and you want to talk about accountability, I only asked for one kid to throw at someone, but we were getting like 10 run and they stole a base. And if you know the unwritten rules of baseball, someone's got to wear it. And my other coaches shut it down. Like, you know, someone's got to just let the kids be kids.
So were you embarrassed?
Only one person was there for accountability, Francisco. And that was me. And that was totally me. 215-592-9494. Matt's in Easton. What's happening, Matt?
How you doing? I was at the game with my grandparents and my girlfriend, and just going off of what Jack said, you know, Citizens Bank just continues to be electric. Even in close games like this, you know, the bats aren't really doing what we want them to be doing until the sixth inning. Schwarber hits that shot. But, man, when that happens, everybody's up on their feet and roaring.
Yeah.
And even in the close games, you know, at the end when, you know, we get the bases loaded, and he was talking about how we got the Buddy Kennedy chants going, and they flow into the Cody Clemens chants. It's just so much fun being there in person, you know, being able to experience that.
Yeah, and it's part of what makes the ballpark special. It's just a special, special place when this team is playing good.
Yeah, and I think the game tonight as well shows, you know, the games you have to win when you're wanting to win a championship. You know, championship contenders aren't going out there winning every game 10-0. They're needing to, you know, win those dogfights. You know, Christopher Sanchez, you know, putting out a battle tonight, showing out again. You know, six strong innings, Kirkren coming out, strong outing, Hawkins coming in. You know, Estevez gave up the shot, but, man, Rojas was close to not letting that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then just battling through all the way. It's just, you know, that's what a championship team does, and that, you know, that gives me inspiration and gives me hope for the postseason.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. And like, offensively, would have obviously liked more, especially coming off of yesterday. Now, you are going from a different tier pitching-wise. You know, the Marlins staff, dreadful. This Rays staff, even though their offense is dreadful, it's definitely a step up pitching-wise. But, yeah, I just – not every game's going to be perfect. Like, it's baseball. Maybe tomorrow they come out and score 5 or 6. They should, because tomorrow it's Taj Bradley versus Rangers Suarez. Taj Bradley has some stuff. Like, he's got just enough stuff to shut the Phils down for like 6 innings, and it becomes infuriating. And I almost don't want to put out his ERA in his last 6 starts, because it automatically means he's going to shove. But last 6 starts for Taj Bradley, a 9.2 ERA. So I think we all know what that means. six innings of shutout baseball. But yeah, Ranger Suarez looking to continue to build, you know, on some good starts here coming back from the IL. Only blip was his start before last. He was really good down in Miami. Again, they're starting to extend him a little bit. And I'm continuing to be curious about what his role is going to be in the postseason. You know, as it would shake out right now, he's my fourth starter, which is crazy considering that he was like the National League Cy Young favorite for the first, I don't know, 2 months of the season. Obviously, we know how long the season is, but like he's the number four right now. Do they try to work him in bullpen spots? I have no idea. They can get creative with Ranger, but looking at the guys, you know, of the left-handed options out in the bullpen, Alvarado is more of a question mark than not. Tanner Banks, they've been putting him in low leverage spots. He's been all right. I don't know if I trust him in a big spot. Maybe that's something for Ranger if he's turning towards him not needing him out of the rotation. I don't know, but something definitely to look at. But either way, he goes tomorrow versus Taj Bradley as hopefully the Phillies can close out a series. It's been nice. They have been winning the first game of series in the last little bit, which is what they were doing. You got to get the first one out of the way so that the tension is kind of eased the rest of the series, knowing that you only got to win one more. But either way, that's going to do it for me. Thanks for hanging out. Cody Clemens, the hero tonight. Francisco Rojas produced the program tonight. And Jody Mack, who last year I handed it off to with the Jets on Monday Night Football after Aaron Rodgers tore his Achilles.
And I was producing.
You were producing. So we're doing the same thing again, except the Jets are still the Jets. Now, Aaron Rodgers is healthy, and I appreciate the Alan Lazard touchdown for gambling purposes. But we are handing things off to Jody Mack coming up next. We'll see if he can contain himself as the Jets are currently losing by 13 and the Niners are driving. But either way, that's going to do it for me. I'll be back tomorrow before the game with leading off and after the game as well, reacting to hopefully another Phils win. But thanks for hanging out. Enjoy Jody Mack for the rest of the night here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.